The mountain resort argues that the leases are still valid on the 3,700 acres of ski mountain owned by Talisker. The resort's attorney, Alan Sullivan, asked to add a new claim that the resort's rights under the lease were violated because Talisker transferred control of the land to a Vail Resorts entity or perhaps a company called Flera. Sullivan told the court they need to conduct more discovery because their information has been limited to some corporate filings and news reports, quoting Summit County Manager Bob Jasper, that Talisker is now under control of Flera. Last spring, Vail Resorts was brought in to operate the Canyons Resort. Before that, Sullivan contended, the leased ski mountain was entirely held by the company Talisker Land Holdings. Now he said the land holdings company has only one member, an entity called Talisker Land Resolution. He said according to documentation he obtained on the company, Talisker Land Resolution is run by two managers. One is attorney David Smith, representing three other Talisker entities. The other manager is Fiona Arnold, former general counsel for Vail Resorts, who is now representing a Vail affiliate called VRCP Holdings.
VRCP Holdings, Vail, owns a significant percentage of equity in the leased premises through Talisker Land Resolution. VRCP Holdings receives 100% of the rent. VRCP Holdings has to pay 100% of the expenses associated with the leased premises to the extent they are not paid by lessee. VRCP Holdings has the exclusive right to deal with the lessee. That is one of the matters on which Ms. Fiona Arnold has exclusive authority, regardless of what Mr. David Smith, as the Talisker member manager, says. VRCP Holdings has the exclusive right to sell or transfer the leased premises. VRCP Holdings must indemnify Talisker for any losses associated with the leased premises.
Although the documentation said Vail doesn't have an equity interest, Sullivan claimed practically Vail is in control.
What this shows is that the management structure reflects at least a 50-50 ownership between Vail and Talisker. And at least according to the management changes and the changes in control, we have reason to believe that whereas Talisker owned and controlled the property before the transaction, Vail and perhaps one other unrelated entity, Flera, have significant interest in the property. And in fact, at least right now, they have controlling interest in the property because they take all the money, they have all the obligations, and they have the right to sell.
But shooting back, Talisker attorney Daniel Beller said the other side is inaccurate at best. He quoted one of the bullet points from the mountain resort.
VRCPC Holdings, I'm quoting, owns a significant percentage of equity in the leased premises? That's false. That's just a complete... If I were back home, I would say it's a lie. That is just not true. They have no... These equity interests were transferred to Talisker Land Resolution, not to VRCPC. So that's a misleading, if anything, statement.
He also told Judge Ryan Harris it isn't true that Vail collects all the rent. The company's role, he said, is that Vail will be the tenant on the 3,700 acres if Talisker wins its legal fight. And he said Vail is now directing the litigation.
They are giving the instructions about how to conduct the litigation. It's not changed any at all, but that's who I go to find out what I'm supposed to do. That's it, effectively. If we win, they become a tenant on this property. That's all.
Currently, Talisker has indicated it will not throw the mountain resort off the ski mountain for the 2013-14 ski season. And while the mountain resort has offered rent payments, Talisker has not accepted the checks because they believe the financial amount isn't enough. Beller said the mountain resort is filing a new claim because it helps them to drag out the litigation.
They are perfectly happy to, I'll put it this way, gum up the works. You know, the longer it takes, the better it is. They have another season. It's very profitable, even if they know that they cannot win this case. And anybody who was sitting at the depositions that occurred last week, if they had any doubt, they would realize that that's the case.
Attorney Daniel Beller. For KPCW, I'm Rick Burroff.